Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890 92.5 KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Welcome, everyone, to Elder Care Radio, brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, currently the only provider of this expanded program in Southern Utah. Give us a call to find out how we are doing things different and how much more we provide. We do more.
Oh, we do a lot more.
Give us a call, 435-477-6999, or find out more about us on our website at pathwayhospicecare.com. There, that's out of the way.
Yeah, we got that intro done. That's excellent.
Yeah.
And, you know, today, you know, with the weather, the rain and everything, I really appreciate it. You know, I believe it adds contrast, not just figuratively where, yeah, you know, we live in a very sunny and warm area, and then we have this rain to remind us of that kind of contrast. But when you look out the window and you just see how, you know, the streets are darker, the overcast actually makes it much more picturesque. You know, this is the kind of weather that people want to take photographs in because...
Oh, I was going to mention the photographs in this weather. This is a dream. When I used to take pictures of houses for real estate, I always looked for either before the sun came up, just after the sun went down, or rainy days. Those were my favorite. It makes everybody look more beautiful. So if you want to take a headshot for anything, go out and take a selfie right now.
Yeah, so it reminds me of the phrase, ho-hum, another crappy day in paradise.
I don't know that phrase, Richard. Is that new or?
You know, my when I lived in Oregon, there was somebody had put a sign on their house, you know, in kind of a retirement luxury community, and it was just a huge sign. It said, "Ho hum, another." They didn't say crappy day,
right?
In paradise, but you know,
it was Oregon.
It always stuck with me that, yeah, I mean, when things are great, you know, even the bad days are great. So,
yeah.
So those are exciting things.
If you just look across the landscape, oh my goodness, with those clouds billowing down over the mountains, it's just absolutely beautiful. So appreciate every little gift and breath of life that we have. Sometimes I think we too often can, you know, pay attention to those things that are plaguing our lives or bringing us down. And if we just take a pause, a moment to appreciate all the beauty in our life and the many gifts that we do have, I think it makes getting through those difficult times a little easier.
So choose today to take those few minutes and really reflect and come up with something that makes you happy today. And if you are having a hard time with that, then give us a call. We would love to find ways to make everybody happier. Our telephone number is 435-477-6999. That's 477 on the left of the dial pad, and then 699 on the right. 6999 on the right. It's
right.
You don't even
so
have to
easy.
Get up to that top level of numbers. It's so easy.
Right.
Okay.
So quick update from Andy. How was your week?
Great week.
Good.
Yeah, I too am enjoying our picturesque weather, and I never lived in Oregon or Washington State, so for me, you know, living in dry climate most of my life, the weather when it rains, it's like, wow. Yeah,
I know. And I know everybody says it's like living in an oven when there's no moisture, or but I prefer the oven to the pressure cooker. I do because boy, when you've got all that high pressure from the condensation, that's a tough survival for me. I'd prefer the dry heat.
So we've got some announcements.
All right.
Quite a while ago, the Catholic Church had asked us to meet with their Stevens Ministries people and other people in their group to talk about the services that are available through palliative care and hospice that may be appropriate. The Stevens Ministries for the Catholic Church is an organization that goes out into their community and tries to help people in need at any level of need. And so we tried to give them some extra resources. Well, they've asked us to speak with them again coming this next month in October, and we're looking forward to that. And the community is invited. Anybody in the community can come. We'd love to have you. There'll be food. We'll do prizes. It's going to be just a good time talking about things that can make lives better.
It was really so successful last year. There were so many comments that people were talking to their of friends that hadn't come and asked if we were going to do it again. So we were pleased when the Catholic ministries reached out to us again and said, please, please come back. So we're going to be doing that in October. We'll give a date when that is all firmed out. But we hope you will come out and join us for that event. And it's always fun to get to know each other and to spend time together. And now that we can gather together again, take this opportunity. Come out and meet us.
Yeah, and maybe instead of you hearing from us all the time, we can hear from you and get some feedback. And really, ask us some tough questions that make us think so that we have things that we can talk about on the radio. You know, we don't mind trying to answer some questions that maybe you're not getting good answers for.
We absolutely know that if one of you in our community has the question or is seeking those resources, that there are at least another 1,000 that either don't know we're on the radio or don't know that we have access to those resources for you. So please give our office a call, ask those questions so we know what the community is searching for. 25% of our community are seniors, and those seniors often, not every one of you, but many of you, have a difficult time finding access to those resources that are so readily available. If you don't know it, palliative care covered under your hospice Medicare benefit is 100% free to you, and it's not used enough, according to Medicare.
So today, we wanted to go back and answer some questions that you know, just continually are asked, and things that we kind of covered at the beginning of our radio career, almost over 2 years ago, two and a half years ago.
Wow, it's hard to believe.
It is unbelievable that it's been that long. So we look back and saw some of the things that we had talked about, and we know that it's been a long time, and most everybody who's listening today probably has never heard some of this stuff. So we're going to take a different tact, and we probably aren't going to be able to cover everything in one show. So over the next few shows, we're going to be answering some of those questions about hospice and palliative care and the, some decision-making that can be done and the benefits and goals of it. So as we go forward, just stick with us over the next few weeks and we'll have some fun.
Before we dive deep into that, one thing that did come up yesterday that I thought was important was that Medicare open enrollment is coming. As part of that, most people don't realize that through Medicare, the beneficiary, which is you, always has the final decision. I think that that message is lost so often in the doctor's office and around us. And with only having one hospital and many, many of you having Select Health, often we hear that while they were in talking to, you know, the insurance provider at IHC, they were told that they could only use Intermountain Health. And just so you know, Select Health is a state-provided insurance program affiliate, and you still have the choice. You can use anyone you want. We often take care of patients that are their insurance is Select Health. Please give our office a call if that was a concern for you, and we'll help you navigate the system and find the resources you're looking for.
Yeah, that's a real important point, and one that we've always tried to promote is that you have choices. All medical care is about choice. Now, I can imagine that a lot of medical providers don't really want to encourage you to have choice because that would mean you might not choose their option. And sometimes you are told some things that aren't necessarily true. But for insurance, whether we are an approved provider or not, we can still provide the insurance. That shouldn't affect you.
It won't affect you.
Now, it may be that we don't get paid as much, but that's not our concern. Our concern is that people get better care in the community. So it's about choice. If you are on a different insurance policy, don't let that stop you from finding your best option for you. Give our office a call. We'll talk about what the care is available, the things that we can do that far exceed what anybody else is going to be offering you, so that you have a better option if you want to choose it. You're free to choose anything. And once you choose your hospice company, you should be able to choose the types of care and plan of care that works best for you. And so that's, again, we just want you to know that don't let some people's statements about what's available to you limit you.
Take control. Yeah. Know that you have options and choices. And without obligation, feel free to ever, you know, call our office at any time and we'll answer those questions. Many of you have reached out to us with questions that have you know, a range, a variety of impact on different people's lives that may not be relevant to the specific care and coverage that we provide, and we are still happy to answer those questions and point you in the direction of finding resources that will benefit you.
And going forward, you know, insurance is a big topic, whether that's you know, the brand of insurance or the type of insurance, long-term care insurance, those kind of things. And we'll be covering that in the future. So if you have any questions along those lines, let us know so that we can integrate that into the show to share with the community. But we know that that's going to be important. And we're so looking towards the future, those are the types of things we'll be talking about in the near future. So some of the things that, you know, from the beginning, people have always had these questions is, how do we know when we're getting close to needing hospice or palliative care? What are the indicators? And I think a lot of times people just expect somebody else to tell them what medical care is available. We kind of depend on our doctor. But as has been proven over and over again, when you work with your doctor instead of waiting for your doctor to do all the work, your outcome is better. So you should be the one to be having those frank conversations and starting the discussion and asking the questions long before you think you need it. Because if you are well prepared before some event happens, then you are much closer to resolving that issue than waiting until the last minute and being a victim of whatever happens to be tossed out at that moment.
Think of it like your ninth grade year in high school. The counselors call you in and talk to you about college in ninth grade. By the time you were a senior, you should have already been well versed in what was necessary and what was required and what benefits you could receive if you prepared early for college. And it's the same thing with palliative care. If you call before you know you need it, you'll be able to take advantage of it sooner rather than later. And the program is 100%. So it goes from having co-pays and deductibles and qualifications to being less stress and free to you. You should know when you're when it's available to you, and should not fear it. You should take advantage of it as soon as it's available to you.
Right, and as I hope we are able to explain, the value and benefit that palliative care provides, that it'll be something you look forward to having taking advantage of. So we'd really like to, you know, have those opportunities. So really, what are some of the circumstances that would indicate that maybe we should be talking about it? Well, I think one of the first ones is you have been told that you have a life-limiting condition. Life-limiting, that means that there's something that is going on in your body that is probably going to be the reason that you pass away. It's predictable at this point. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer of any kind, not that you've been diagnosed with cancer and there's nothing left for medical care to do would be the time. No, as soon as you have that diagnosis of cancer, or you have a diagnosis of COPD, or you have a diagnosis of some type of dementia, or you have diagnosis of liver disease, or, you know, go down the list, anything that is a real change for our body and then a focus for our medical care, that's probably the time to say, okay, then part of my plan going forward, part of the things that I should be looking at is when palliative care and hospice are appropriate and can be put in. Not that you don't have to decide to choose palliative care today, but choose to know enough that you have a sense of when that might be appropriate for you.
Right. I have no comment on that.
All right. So then some other things, less obvious, but certainly within our view, is decline. When we notice that we're not living the life that we did yesterday, when things are a little harder to do, when maybe a full day for us is being able to get up and get dressed and eat and make it back to bed, and that's pretty much the culmination of the things we do. And that's a long way down the road of decline. But if that's where we're at, that life is taking a toll every day, then maybe that's a good time to be looking at how do we get things into our life that help us accomplish those and other things better.
And so often we find that we have two seniors living together, a husband and a wife, and maybe it's, you know, one of the spouses that is struggling, but that's become a huge burden on the other spouse who's trying to not only take care of their needs, but trying to cover the needs of their loved one. At that point, you know you should already be on the phone to us to find out how you can get just a little boost up so that you can take care of yourself and take better care of your loved one. And asking for help does not mean that you're failing. It means that you want to focus on a better quality of life for the loved one that's ailing, but that you also want to take care of yourself so that you can be here for a long time. Ask for the help sooner rather than later, because it will improve the quality of your life, reduce some of your stresses, and just help life look a little, the outlook of life look a little bit better for you.
Yeah, that asking for help, you're not giving up and you're not saying, I can't do anything. But what I hope you see is that if you ask for help, you're going to build something better with other people involved than you can on your own. And I think when we take on a project, pick the project, and I'm just going to use, let's say, rebuilding an old car, right? You could try and do that alone. Or if you had three or four friends that all enjoyed the same thing and they all got together, would the product at the end be better?
And would it be more enjoyable through the process?
So that's where asking for help is really the key here. It's not that you're trying to get somebody else to do everything. It's that you're just saying, I'm going to do all that I can, and I'd like other people to pitch in too so that we can all enjoy a better outcome.
Perhaps it's other people's knowledge and experience that just lightens that load or answers those questions that might otherwise be a huge stress for you. And someone else can say, like our company, can say, well, that's what this is. Or perhaps what's happening in your husband's life right now is this, A, B, C, or D. It just lightens your burden,
right?
Your worries, your concerns.
Okay. So one of the other indicators that we should be looking at are medical needs. If we've noticed that our need for medical care has increased, if we've had to go to the hospital a couple of times because of issues that have to be resolved, then that's an indication that maybe we might get some benefit out of hospice and palliative care. Because when we are able to bring that medical care directly to your home, instead of having you go to a hospital to, and I'm just going to give you the ugly part of this, to wait in a waiting room for, 4 to 6 hours, to see a doctor for 10 minutes, to have them say, well, this is what you're going
to
do and go home.
Or have 20 tests run.
Yeah, to run through all those tests and do all that, versus having somebody who already knows your medical conditions. We actually review medical conditions for all of our patients every 14 days. We look at their entire medical profile and all the details and the way they're living their life, and we discuss it every 14 days. So we are well aware of the conditions and the issues that may come up. And then we can respond by actually having somebody come to your home instead of you going to the hospital. And we don't have to run a battery of tests because we already have the input from those tests. And we can provide a solution that is more timely and more effective.
It really is that baseline and adding to, the change, dealing with the change in the baseline instead of you running into the hospital and them saying, I have no baseline and I don't have time to read your history. We're just going to throw these 20 tests at you, mm-hmm. and then we'll look and see where you are today, and we'll throw, 20 different symptom managements or procedures at you or meds at you so that we can control what's happening at that moment. When we have a good relationship and a baseline with you, it's easier for us to identify problems quickly and address them immediately.
Okay. And so then another one is the ability to perform activities of daily living. And that phrase, activities of daily living, covers some very specific things. Are we able to get ourselves dressed? Are we able to provide our own meals? Are we able to... And there's different levels to all of these things, but I think you can get an idea of that. If we find that there is one or two of those that are becoming more difficult to accomplish, then maybe that's a good time to have a discussion about whether hospice and palliative care is appropriate. And we would love to have that discussion with you. And it may not be appropriate for you. And wouldn't it be nice to know that there is nothing that indicates that you have a limitation to your life? I think we'd all like to be able to look into that crystal ball. And so calling us and finding out that you are not appropriate for this may be the greatest thing you could enjoy that day. So give us a call and let us give you that information.
Right.
Okay.
So let's look at some statistics. Richard?
Okay, well,
what's the median age in the U.S.?
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. You know, we all think, well, later, later, later. But when we really think about it, the median age in the U.S. is 78.
Now, does scare me. I'm not going to lie to you. To think, just because I guess to me, median age, I always look for, you know, I'm going to live to be 100.
And median means that some people do live to be 100, and then some people don't live to be 50, right? And there's probably some kind of balance there. For every person that lives to be 100, maybe somebody only lives to be 50 or less or whatever else it is. And so that median, that calculation of that means that there are people who are not going to make it to 78. So it's not that we can say that 78 is the date. But then if we go a little bit further and say, okay, so let's say that we live part of our life, we get to 65. Well, then the median age for anybody who makes it to 65, actually that median age is now 82. Some people live longer.
That feels better.
Some people live less.
Right.
If you make it to the age of 80, then you, on average, have another 8 years to 88. Again, a few people will live longer. My mother is 96 years old. My dad didn't make it to his 90s.
Okay.
And so those are the kind of things that we need to look at. And as we approach these ages, it's probably more important for us to at least consider whether or not we should have a better understanding of what is available to us, the options that are available, the choices that we have. Because if you don't know you have choices, then you have no choice. And we want you to have choices.
If you or your parents or grandparents are approaching this age group, there's no way to avoid the inevitable. We should be prepared to deal with whatever is about to come, whether that's a consequence or a complication with our health or the inevitable death at some point in the future. It is better said that we should be prepared to manage it.
So we hope that has kind of done this. And it's just one question. We answered one question today. we have a lot more that we want to answer, and we'll try and cover those. But we wanted to go into enough detail that people could really put that in their own perspective. So we look forward to your phone calls. Again, we are going to be at the senior center. We are at the senior centers every Monday in Hurricane from 11:30 to 12:30, doing blood tests, blood sugar, blood pressures, giving people a foundation, a baseline, so that they can share that with their doctor, because the blood pressure and blood sugars are things that sneak up on us. We don't notice it. And so if we can test that every once in a while, it doesn't have to be every day, it doesn't have to be every week, but if you get a couple of tests and get an idea of what those numbers are, then we can work from there. We also are at the Senior Center in St. George on Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30. Or 9:30 to 11:30, and we are doing the same thing. And we really enjoy people coming out, and we really appreciate those of you who come out to see us just to see us.
And a shout out to the senior centers. We really should be taking advantage of those programs. I often get calls from people that just say, I feel so isolated and alone. There's just really not a lot to do in this town. You would be amazed and surprised at how many calendared events are on the programs at the senior centers. I think you'll find something that would be very interesting to you. And did you know that if there was something that wasn't covered on these calendars, you have an opportunity to start a program or a group to get to know more seniors and find people of like interest that you have things in common with, so that your life is more enjoyable, so that you have time to spend with friends and getting out of your house and feeling less isolated.
And then in October, we're going to be meeting with the Catholic Church Stevens Ministries and open to the public to come and see us. And if you have a group of people that you'd like to have some discussions with, we'd be more than happy to come and talk and find out the concerns that you have and address those, whether that's your own little community or whether you're part of a church group or a social group that would like some input. We've had great experiences talking to the Parkinson's group and the dementia patient group in the community, where we can share some tools and some information and resources with them, and it's been great.
Andy, will you take us out with our telephone number?
Yeah, 435-477-6999. That's 477 on the left, 6999 on the right. Right?
That is exactly
the
it.
I learned well.
Okay. That's right. We do look forward to hearing from you. Have a great week, everyone.